Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, let's talk about a topic today that really does hold so many leaders back or slows them from moving forward. And that topic is limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are those things we tell ourselves, or maybe we grew up believing, because that's what we were taught, that keep us from actually stepping into our full potential around leadership, as we talk about that in this podcast. So this could sound like something like, you know, I don't have enough experience to lead a team. If I say something, people may not think I know what I'm talking about. I have to do everything myself because no one else can do it right. These thoughts really do create challenges and even barriers for leaders, and they keep leaders really stuck. They prevent leaders from communicating properly, making bold decisions or making decisions at all, or even trusting our teams and our teams trusting us. So there are a couple of things that you can do that can help you break free from any of these limiting beliefs or these roadblocks that slow you down. So first things first is thinking about reframing those thoughts. If you hear those thoughts, first and foremost, question yourself. You know, if you say, I'm not experienced enough to do this or to lead a team, go for the fact checker in yourself. Ask yourself, is that actually true? What are the facts that you can show someone else to prove that? Most times, it's not true. If you are feeling like I'm really not good enough to lead, you can also try adding the word yet. So for example, I'm not experienced enough to lead a team yet. That allows your mind not to see it as a closed thought or something that can never happen, to being an open mind to growth so that you could eventually get there. So really challenge your thoughts, especially if you catch them, try reframing them right away. And remember, the word yet can help with most of these negative thoughts. You know, we don't have enough budget. Okay, maybe it's we don't have enough budget yet. Maybe we're still negotiating it. Maybe it means next year we're going to have enough budget. Another one is to also reframe that failure or that belief as growth instead. So many leaders will avoid doing things or taking risks because they feel maybe they're going to fail. Maybe that was something that they've experienced in their past and it was shown as a failure. But I always say that failure can be transformational. It's part of the process of growing. So instead of thinking things like, I can't afford to fail at this, or I can't afford to make any more mistakes, change it to what can I learn from this, or how can I grow because of this? And so my quote that I created around this is, failure is transformational. Listen to it, learn from it, grow because of it. Failures and mistakes are things we can learn from. That's one thing I want you to hold against those limiting beliefs, is I can learn from this and grow because of it. And another little tip I'll share with you today is to maybe consider taking some small but very important actions. So when you're lacking confidence, for example, or some limiting beliefs are holding you back and it's showing up as confidence, know that you know, we have to take action. So maybe we do those little things. Maybe we answer a question in a meeting. Maybe we delegate a small task that normally we would hold on to because we believe someone else can't do it, or that no one will be able to do as perfect as me. And we give a piece of that away. Maybe we just share an idea and we don't think about overanalyzing it this time. Is it the perfect idea? Is it got all the elements it's looking for? Instead of worrying about perfection, get something out there and come up with a conversation around it. Even saying, I don't have the perfect solution, but here's a few thoughts that maybe we could talk about. Every little thing that you do to, come more and more outside of some of those limiting beliefs is important. So even if it is those baby steps, maybe it is just answering yes or no in a meeting because you're afraid to say anything. Maybe it is that you can learn from a mistake that happened. Whatever those things are, take action because it's how we move forward. Reframe those thoughts. Look at failure as growth. Remember, leadership doesn't mean we have all the answers and we don't have limiting beliefs. But what it means is we're willing to grow and adapt and push ourselves forward and take action, reframe our thoughts, and do the same for our team. So remember also that the word yet can be added to help you and your team overcome some things as well, especially around, for example, well, maybe we won't have enough time to do that. Well, time doesn't change, right? That limiting belief can go away because time doesn't change. It's how we manage it. So again, remember, you don't have all the answers as a leader. It's about us willing to grow and adapt and learn that will move us forward from limiting beliefs that are holding us back. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.